Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com
voice
and the Podomatic mobile
first
app.
Voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yeah, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yes. Guys. Fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Tell me what the scene is here. I just walked in.
All right, Dave and Giggles are at a wine bar. It's called Wine Gas. There's a few dudes in, like, flip-flops, but, like, a lot of chicks. Like, probably, like, 70-30 chicks to dudes. All right, so hold on. Hold the phone.
Chicks are low.
Jeez. All right, you there? Can you hear me? Why is this not working? What is happening? Oh, he's gone. He's gone. He's going to play some music until he gets back. All right, we are Dave and Giggles, and we got an hour with you guys. Just hanging out, playing some good times, playing some good tunes, doing what we got to do. We're here for you.
gave it. I think, come on.
You are, buddy. Just hang in there. We are Dave and Giggles. We got off to a slow start because I didn't realize that the plug wasn't plugged into the computer, so nothing was coming through. But now, it all is. Giggles, can you hear me? Like that lucky old... I can hear you fine. Can you hear me? No? Weird. Hold on. How about now? Can you hear me? Nothing? Can you hear me though? Hold on. Are you there? Hey,
yeah,
everybody.
Here now.
Is everybody there?
I'm in.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I had to change it to the...
Oh, there we go. Speakers. All right, so we got a caller there. On the air. Who's there? Who's here? Who's with us?
This is Shoe Nice from YouTube.
Hey, it's Shoe Nice.
Crazy stuff, man. How you doing, bro?
Not bad, buddy. What's going on with you? We got a lot of people in the studio because apparently we have a lot of fans of yours, so... Everyone's really excited that you're calling, and I, for one, am one of those people. So thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Are you Dave or Giggles?
I am Dave.
I'm sorry. That just made me giggle.
He's both. So we got a lot of people in the studio going around the room. I am Dave, and Giggles is also in Colorado. He's not too far from you, actually. And
we should meet up.
Great. We might well meet up someday.
Perfect. And then we got Dylan and Laura and Matt in studio, kind of.
Hey.
And they love you. They love you. They watch you all the time.
Lauren and Mattis, don't believe the hate.
Never would. So what's going on, Shoe Nice? What's happening over there? What have you been up to? Give us a rundown of like your current day today. What did you do?
I'm working on other live streams. There's a real battle right now for just going on and making people laugh live. I mean, you got live.me, you got Twitch and Super Chat on YouTube. I mean, Periscope's getting in. So now everyone is offering revenue, you know. You can donate in so many ways with prizes. And I just decided that roofing sucks, and I'm just going to be a live stream comic.
So is that...
I'm going on a world tour,
yeah.
But it's not stand-up comedy. It's sitting down on live stream. That's the new age for the millennials. Nobody goes spend $75 to see Daniel Tosh, you know, and the show sucks.
Right. I agree. You know, you got to give the audience what they want, and apparently you are. So you're working.
You guys are near my buddies in Brooklyn, Vice. Vice documentary.
Yep, we know a bunch of people over at Vice, and I think we've all seen your Vice doc there.
Many times.
Many times, and it turned out really well. So you should be proud of that.
Thank you, sir. And I shared this on my Snapchat with about 4,000 viewers per Snap and my Twitter, so
yes.
You might get somebody to call in here.
Cool.
Or at least you.
Yeah, if they're there listening, that's all we ask for, you know? So wait, so you started as a roofer?
Who cares? They're pussies.
What made you go from being a roofer to being an online persona with, like, hundreds of thousands of people following you?
Well, I've always been a crazy eater. I mean, my mom's been pulling stuff out of my mouth since I was 4. I mean, I ate my first tampon out of, you know, the box in the cabinet when I was like 6, and I just loved entertaining people. I would eat all the bottles of glue. People call it a disease, but I just, you know, I was an entertainer. So it just went through high school, my 19 years of college, and I moved out when I was 17. My brother was a roofer, so I started roofing, but it was always that entertainer in the back of my head, and I fell through a skylight, broke my back, and
oh, wow.
YouTube came around. They started paying, so I ate a roll of toilet paper. And rest is history.
The rest is history.
People loved it.
People loved it. So, do you still keep in contact with your brother? You still pretty close with him, or how's that working out?
Yeah, I got two brothers, one younger, one older. We were all just crazy right out of the womb. I mean, we lived on a farm, and we're just nuts. We spray painted the sides of people's houses when we were in, you know, pre-K. We weren't bad kids. We just were crazy.
Right.
Yeah, they all know what's going on. They don't eat like I do, though.
No, they don't. So how do they feel about your celebrity-ness as far as being, like, you know, known around the world or at least in the United States?
Yeah, I've always been an entertainer, so I'm used to the pats on the back, and you're amazing. And even before the internet, just all the bars in the cities I lived in knew me, and just I was in the papers for trying to eat the most hot dogs down at the lunch stand. And I always knew that I was going to be on that, you know, pedestal of entertainment. And with the digital world, everything's mobile now. You just don't go and you just don't rent a movie from Blockbuster. You don't go to the movies. I mean, nobody goes to the movies anymore. And in 10 years, there won't even be theaters. So I'm literally going to be in one of the top 100 comedy, you know, websites on the internet.
So that's what you're shooting for.
Where it's at.
You're shooting for, like, mass consumption. You're not going for, like, a niche.
I'm just shooting for helping out as many needy people as I can with my fame until the day I die.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is nice.
I've been feeding the homeless since I was 12 with my mom. And, I mean, literally just, I don't know. In the end, it's all about just helping out people. And if it's just making them laugh, that's never going to get old, bro.
I love it.
Make them laugh.
Make them laugh.
All right. This is a quick technical note here. Someone's got the Radio Free Brooklyn playing in the background, and it's causing an echo. So I don't know if it's Matt or if it's maybe Shoe Nice.
Okay.
Could be you, Shoe Nice.
Right.
But somebody's playing Radio Free Brooklyn in the background. It's got it. They got to cut it out.
All right.
You're getting an echo.
You're getting an echo.
Can you hear
me there? Matt, stop making a lot of noise over there.
You're making a racket.
And I just turned.
I'm not making any noise.
Okay, good. Perfect. So I just turned off Radio Free Brooklyn, so we should be good. There is always an idiot. But honestly, Matt, the guy who's on the line is probably your biggest fan. Like, he turned, I think, all of us onto you at some point. So, I mean, he's probably sitting over there squealing, knowing that you're on the air.
Maybe it's not just an echo.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe I'm just talking twice.
It's Matt squeals.
Maybe I'm just talking twice. Is there any questions you guys have? Yeah, is it around the room?
Hey, Shoe Nice, what was the toughest liquor slam you ever did?
Ooh.
It's probably, everybody always says the Everclear. I went to the hospital for a stomach pump on the Devil Springs. That's only because I passed out and I let friends hang out there. It's a coordinated event with my liquor slams. I went out once in Daytona Beach and got in a fight with the police. I don't know. We were just like wrestling around.
It was consensual.
I seen them the next day, but yeah, just like I'm saying moonshine, bro.
Moonshine. That makes sense.
You guys sent me.
Yeah.
Some kind of a soda plastic bottle. Yeah, that was. But I've been slamming liquor since I was probably, I don't know, whatever ninth grade bus stop was, 14, 15 years old. My buddy used to bring all this liquor. And I thought it was normal to be in a blackout, you know, at lunchtime at the cafeteria. And it just,
it
I
is.
Don't know. I mean, people call it fake.
If you're sure nice.
If you're sure nice.
It's a coordinated event, right. Just like Evel Knievel jumping 20 buses. You know what I mean?
No, you're not wrong.
I'm more impressed with this stuff. I mean,
right.
Anyone could get on a bike and just fly off a ramp and
right.
Die.
But I wouldn't jump 20 stuff. Buses, but I'd slam a bottle of liquor inside one of the buses.
So Shoenice,
kids,
Shoenice, what is it like? So, I mean, we watch all the videos and like we watch you slam it and we see you struggling for a couple minutes and you kind of right yourself. But what is it like an hour later, 2 hours later? Did it really hit you? Did you get drunk or does it kind of just roll off your back?
Yeah. I can drink all day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the whole liquor slam is just one quick motion. It goes into my system, and I really just go to bed. Like I said, there was only one time where I went outside into the public after a slam, and I ended up in jail with a CO looking at me through the holding cell window saying, "What are you eating tire bombs for?" That was in Florida.
That is pretty rough. So I want to plug you, shoenicetv.com, which I think is your new website, right?
Yeah, we're just starting on that, but you got to... YouTube's not going to be around forever. You know, these people, they become millionaires off of literally. I mean, they're the most, you know, unentertaining people on YouTube. But YouTube decides who's going to be famous, you know?
That's true.
They love me to death over at Google, but they keep me on this pedestal because they just know when they touch me, it's crazy.
But I got a question for you, Shoenice. What do you think about this whole net neutrality repeal? Because this is going to like make it a little bit tougher for guys like you, maybe, to get your audience.
Hold on.
What's that?
He's just talking. Shoenice, we got a question for you. Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, so Giggles also in Colorado. Got a question for you.
This is Giggles, Shoenice. I got a question for you. What do you think about this whole FCC net neutrality repeal? To, you know, I guess it could kind of like, you know, lessen your views. You know, like they might slow you down. They'd be like, "We're not going to let this guy, you know, get out into the airwaves." What's your thoughts on that?
Number one is I have no idea what any of that means. So.
Perfect.
But second is that I think everything that's just free is going to be okay. There's a lot of different venues now. On YouTube that you get paid through, YouTube Red, even though they're not seeing ads on your videos because they're a membership.
Right.
So many minutes of RedTube.
RedTube.
YouTube Red.
Pornhub.
Freudian slip.
But, I mean, that's why I'm spreading out everything because I know I have a talent. I can make people laugh. I have that fan base, even if it's just 5,000 people that follow me around. I mean, we have good times on my live streams and... another thing is that net neutrality, it's just like, I don't know, it's such a huge world out there in the internet. We're just little, you know, peas in the pod, Shoenice YouTube and Dave and Giggles.
Sure, it's true. We're a little smaller than Shoenice, but yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Oh, man. So
I'm becoming a businessman now, you know. I had family problems, and just I became just this raging drunk that just loved to troll people. I didn't want to be the Batman.
Right.
I wanted to be Joker, you know.
Yeah.
It was just such ass-kissing being friendly. So, yeah, I just became the villain, and now, just 2018, I'm just going to quit drinking.
Stop that right now.
30 days on a water diet. I mean, things are changing for the better because that's old news. I've slammed over 200 bottles on YouTube, and now I'm just going to become, you know, an MMA fighter.
Can't
that's
wait.
Terrific.
You should run for Senate. You should run for Senate. I'd vote for you. Giggles will vote for you. He's probably in your district. So
Well, I mean, I've always thought as a big, giant pothead that moved to Denver 4 years ago, veteran from Desert Storm, that I'd have a pretty good chance of being mayor of Denver just with the YouTube vote. You know what I mean?
Right. So as a veteran, you did some time overseas. And how was that for you? Yeah. Did you come back feeling? I know that you came back and you were like, you were like really trying to help the hungry. So I feel like that was a big thing. But like, where did that come from? Where did you really find that?
Well, that was, I mean, I've always had a caring for the needy way before Desert Storm. But I mean, I just, you know, I came out of Desert Storm and I was like, yeah, I made it to a war and back, even if it was in like Vietnam or WW2. I still survived, so I just went on this crazy drinking binge. Just 99 women in 99 days, you know what I mean? It was right. Just a crazy time. And
sure.
I just, you were just happy to be alive. You know, you'd go over in the Middle East and you realize how good you have it in the USA.
Right.
All I knew was I was just going to put my foot forward and try and help in any way. And people always say, oh, you're not saving anybody, but they don't see actually the people that I help, you know.
Save me.
I help people, but just giving them a thumbs up on their YouTube channel, to giving their grandmother a happy birthday on Snapchat. You know, it's just, I just
love
making people.
Yeah, as grandmas
love
that.
That's the only reason why I'm doing this.
That's awesome. So you're here to help. You're here to put a smile on someone's face.
And smoke weed. Don't
and
forget.
Smoke weed. And
smile
smoke
on your
weed.
Own face.
I mean, Colorado's the perfect
saving
place for that.
Saving souls and smoking bowls, bro.
So with the new website,
t-shirt.
And of course, we all got to get T-shirts. I think we all should get
Please.
T-shirts,
yes,
Shoe Nice T-shirts. We'll get some. Hey, maybe if you, I'll send you an email or something. If you sign one, we could give one out maybe as a prize from David Gales.
I actually got a couple t-shirts I could probably send you guys.
Awesome.
I'm from upstate New York, bro. I was born in Albany, hung out in New York City all the time. We used to drive down every weekend, so.
Yeah, I'm
Brooklyn's a whole different. You guys don't even sound like you're from Brooklyn.
No, I'm from like
I think this is some kind of a cover up.
Totally. It is a cover up. I'm originally from
tell us your secrets. Shoot yeah. us. Tell us your secrets.
I'm originally from Poughkeepsie, so I'm not too far from you.
Just posted it on Twitter.
Love
David Gagels, not from Brooklyn.
Not from Brooklyn.
There you go.
It's true. It is
true.
It's
not trash. Liar. We always used to say it's David Gagels, it's the best show nobody's listening to.
It's true. It's true. I mean, you got to start somewhere, Shoe Nice. You got to start somewhere, as you know. So you're moving.
We can get you guys a little more, you know, popularity by just maybe doing like a bi-weekly or once a month. I stop by, say hi.
I love it.
You know, I was going to be on the Howard Stern show today, but I figured Dave and Giggle did sound a little more cool.
It's the same thing.
we're a little bit better than Howard, but I don't want to start a war or anything.
Speaking of listen, Shoe Nice, this is Giggles right here
actually,
in Colorado.
The best
if you want me
thing,
to stop by,
versus
are we both talking at the same time?
Yep.
Go ahead,
we're
Giggles.
We're so excited. All right, Shoe Nice, this is Giggles. I'm actually in Colorado, and if you want to meet up, if you want help with anything, if you want me to show up and we can, you know, do some interviews, I can help you out with some of your live streams, let me know. It'll be a little awkward at first, but then we'll be fine. We'll be like best friends.
I'll just hand you my iPhone 8 and I'll jump out of a dumpster at people, dude. And you can pick up all the people that attack
me. I love it.
Yes.
It writes itself.
So you're
great talking to
all right.
you guys, man.
Love it, man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, and I'm one of the guy from Colorado, Giggles. Yeah, man, you're my new cameraman, bro. This is amazing. Thanks.
You're hired.
Done. I'm in.
Got yourself a job.
And he's
there
out.
It is.
There he is. Thank
he's out.
You.
That was a good call.
It was.
We had a lot of callers while Shoe Nice was on the line.
We did. I mean, I bet all of those people wanted to talk to Shoe Nice. But I mean,
Think I scared him?
Yeah.
Do you think
you
I scared Shoe
bit.
Nice
yeah,
when I
did.
Said, like, I'll show up to your house and we'll film some stuff?
100%.
Like, you think that was the...
I think he's into it.
Yeah. I felt bad. Matt was on the line, and he was just making a ton of noise.
Yeah. There was, like, heels.
Yeah,
like, somebody walked through his office with, like, heels or something.
He was wearing those heels. Like, he startled Shoe Nice.
He did. That was pretty good. All right. So Shoe Nice called in. It happened.
All right.
We did it.
Show is over. All right, everyone. Have a good night.
If anyone's still listening from the Shoe Nice crew, call us 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. Call us. Let us know what you think of Shoe Nice.
We do have to say a big thank you to Tracy for organizing that.
Tracy really rocked.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
We were harassing her for a few weeks on that one.
Yeah. I think she got really sick of it.
She was sick of us. Yeah. So thank you, Tracy, for listening.
Our producer for that segment.
Yeah. Well, after the show last week, because he didn't call in, and we were like, Tracy, what happened? And she was like, I don't know. Let me talk to him. And it was the story kept changing and changing. I forgot. I don't have a phone and all sorts of craziness. Caller, you're on the air. What's happening?
Yeah, this is Matt.
Sorry, buddy. I really wanted you to be there, but you were just making too much noise.
Yeah, you know, when I was patching in, I didn't realize that it was only going to come out of my speaker, so it's causing like immediate interference.
Ah, yeah, you got to throw some headphones on.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote a note to Dave that said, mute Matt.
I know.
I said, mute Matt. I know. And like big exclamation points. I was like, guys making a ton of noise.
I did try. I tried. And then I just had to cut him. And then I had to cut you, buddy.
Yeah,
but,
I had my questions listed out and everything.
All right. Well, I mean, he said he'll come on every once in a while. So we've made a new friend.
We'll get him on. He'll be out here. Yeah.
He loves us.
He's our new favorite friend. He's our new
next time he comes on, you got to come in studio so you have more like free will to ask questions. You're always welcome, Matt. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was going to try and get in today and then had to run back. Had some car trouble I had to take care of, and it's done, but I didn't manage to get out there today.
Good. I'm glad.
All right, Matt. Is that it?
I mean, he can hang on if he wants. I mean, if someone else calls, I might hang up on
wait,
you.
Wait, real quick. I got a real quick movie plug while we're on the subject of veterans and chew nice and all that. Dan Collins, his film From War to Wisdom, the one that he did with Josh Heisel about veterans coming back and finding sort of like a path to recovery. It's called From War to Wisdom, and I think you can watch it on Amazon.
Nice.
Which is pretty good. So nice. Pretty big. So if you're listening, Dan Collins,
he's a good
Josh
dude.
Heisel. Movie's called From War to Wisdom.
Nice.
Those are some good guys. While we're on that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, let's throw a bunch of plugs out. So also on Amazon Prime, I believe, is Jean-Claude Van Johnson, which I don't know if you saw. Our buddy Tim calls in all the time. I should probably just try to get him to call in. It premiered yesterday, and he got flown by Jean-Claude to Paris to join in the opening ceremony.
That's what he was doing in Paris?
Yeah, that's what he was in Paris for.
Nice.
And it was pretty awesome. Like there's a whole bunch of pictures with him next to Jean-Claude just doing the muscle poses and stuff like that. It's awesome. A friend of ours is Shoe Nice and Jean-Claude Van Damme. I mean, we're really popping here.
Running the gamut. Right
running
there.
The gamut.
We are moving on up. Well, we have been doing this for like 9 years.
It's true. So. I think it's been more than that because like it was 4 years. So I got reminded today on Facebook of our first show ever. That was, I put the picture up 9 years ago, but then we did it 4 years before that. So 13 years ago, we started the Dave and Giggle show.
Wow.
And here we are.
You got Shoe Nice.
No, we got Shoe Nice. All thanks to Tracy. Thanks, Tracy.
And Matt. And
Margaritaville. And Matt.
I tried.
So what's going on, Matt? What's happening out there in the world?
No, I mean, in terms of what I've been up to, just shooting film and trying to keep things exciting. Otherwise, I don't know, you're talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme. Did you see that period of time when he wasn't showing up in many movies, but he ended up doing a couple of commercials? One of them ended up being him doing a split on two semi-trucks moving down the highway.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, we've talked about this, Dave. It's for Volvo. He did this thing where he basically does a split
all the way down
on
the street.
Two moving semi-trucks.
I think
it's him. It's not a stunt double. And there's no CGI. It's him really doing it.
Right. I'm sure he got paid a lot of money to do that. Like a lot of money to do that. And if someone showed up to your house with a truckload of money, I'll be like, yeah, I'll do a split on two trucks.
On a truck. Yeah.
No problem.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually, now that actually just sparked my memory earlier today, actually just before, in terms of stunt guys or action movie guys that do their own stunts, we're listening to 1984. Jackie Chan's solo album, Love Me.
Wait, Jackie Chan came out with an album?
Check that one out.
That's amazing.
I wish you had a clip right now.
Get Jackie Chan.
What's it called?
It's called Love Me. If you look up the full album, the first track is just, it really just sets it in. Like, you already know what's going on right off the bat.
This is it. I had no idea he made an album.
He was a singer.
Yeah, the album cover. One of those covers is him with like really young, with a bouquet of flowers.
Do you think his manager was like, stick to the martial arts?
Yeah, yeah. Throw yourself off a mountain.
Sexy.
This picture of him is really like alluring. He's next to a fern.
A fern?
A fern.
All right, let's get back on track.
All right, back on track. That's pretty good, though. Pretty good, though.
Getting hot in here.
Ooh, Jackie Chan
made it sweaty. Matt, what were some of your questions for Shoe Nice?
Good questions.
We'll answer them for you.
Well,
okay. So I had for one of them. I was interested. I figured. I don't know if you got asked it much, but actual shoe size, just for hell of it.
That's a good question. But
worth.
Did you write these questions at work?
I wanted to know if you listened to, if you had any specific music, like before he does a liquor slam, like if he gets pumped up to, like what is
his favorite jam?
Like, yeah. Prep is.
Right. It's right, probably, that's a good one. That's my guess question. Is the Mortal Kombat theme. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's probably the one that he's really pumping up to. All right. What else? What other questions you have, Matt?
I really want to know what his favorite female celebrity is.
Good questions.
I really want to
he's
know.
He's probably listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
What types of glue he may have eaten.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know he's. What was
Elmer's it? Was a big one.
Elmer's.
His, right?
Yeah. He did wood glue. I've seen him do that.
I was going to ask him what his weirdest fan experience was. Like if some weird fan questions. Came up to him on the street and was like, "Shoot, shoot, shoot," you know, and just like, you know.
That's going to be you slam, when you go over to his like, house.
I want
to
film you.
No. I'll go easy on him. We'll be.
I want to know if he has health insurance.
He's jacking up our premium.
He's jacking up our premium. What was the thing that fucked him up the most?
Yeah. Well, I know
they said he had Crohn's disease, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
He had Crohn's disease when he was young, I think. And
I'd say the war probably fucked him up the most. Right?
I mean,
probably.
His body.
Yeah. I actually do have questions out. About Crohn's disease. That I actually know a couple people who do have that, my uncle being one of them. I know it's an autoimmune disease, so it doesn't just go away.
Hmm. Yeah.
We need a doctor.
And it's a really, it can be really vicious. So it just kind of, it confused me when I first heard that, like how he was capable of doing what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that disease.
I thought his liver would give out. Like, right. I thought, because some people, there was a recent clip of this dude in Mexico, I think, and he was drinking, somebody bet him to drink a bottle of tequila, and he did it, and there's video of it, and then he dies. So, normal people can't just drink a bottle of liquor.
No.
You know, and not die, not get alcohol poisoning. So that was going to be my next question.
I think you have to have internet.
This is like the after show.
Yeah.
Shoe Nice After
Show. Shoe Nice After Show. Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that, I was telling a lot of my friends who don't really know of Shoe Nice, which they're not my friends anymore, but they were like, I'm looking him up, and it says everything he does is fake. And, when I watch him do those things, it doesn't look like anything is faked.
So authentic. I don't know, man. It's
I've seen him eat a cactus.
Definitely.
Yeah, I really wanted to know how that whole, when he ate the whole caulk gun insert. He had a whole cartridge of caulking for a bathroom or something. How handling digesting that could have possibly went.
Not well.
Yeah.
My guess is not well.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I feel like he drinks a bottle of Crisco or something before just to smooth things up. And so everything just shoots through you. You know, maybe there's something you can drink.
Yeah.
That'll just make
prep?
It go through. Because if that stuff gets hardened or something in your stomach, you know, I don't know. Maybe he just throws it off. I mean, it's like the same thing with people who could swallow swords.
Right.
You know, they have something in their sort of anatomy that allows them to do that. He might have a stomach of steel.
True.
You know, something, you know, and that could be his gimmick, you know, where he actually has a steel stomach.
I know that.
Something where
he's
a
superhero.
Yeah. Matt can't even eat potatoes. So I know he would never qualify for
this. I think I may have poisoned Matt this weekend.
Matt had a potato and was sick for a day. So
I tried to make French fries and it didn't go well.
And that wouldn't
make Did you deep fry them?
Matt got really messed up.
Did you deep fry them?
No, I didn't deep fry them. I fried them, but I think maybe the oil wasn't hot enough and they didn't get cooked enough.
So they were all soggy.
Yeah.
Matt was down for a count after that.
Not in good shape.
No.
Did he throw up?
I ruined his
Saturday. What he just laid down.
It was like a knife to the gut.
Well, didn't the potato famine kill a bunch of, didn't the Irish get a bunch of bad potatoes and they all died? Is that not historically true?
I don't think that's historically
potato
true.
Potato famine?
I think it's the English
I thought they
them,
had
right?
no salmon. Potatoes, and that was what they were.
And then they all came to America. They were screw this.
Who's on the Google? Google the potato famine. I think they had a bad batch of potatoes, and then they all died. A lot of
Laura cooked them.
For future reference, remember that, Giggles. If she's offering,
don't eat them.
Don't take it up.
Don't take it up.
The potatoes.
She
and
tried.
I remember when I was frying them up, and Matt standing next to me, and he's like, "Do you do this often? Do you make French fries often?" I was like, "Nope."
And, he was suspicious from the start. I don't know why he.
You've learned your lesson, Matt. You've learned your lesson.
Yeah, you need like a real fryer. You can't just do them in the pot because they're the little fry pan, because you're gonna sizzle everybody. There's gonna be like, you know, popping oil, you know, up to all over the kitchen.
So on a different topic, San Francisco had a trade in your guns for money, and 188 guns were exchanged. But the biggest remark in San Francisco was that someone traded in a, let me read this because it's quite crazy, bazooka-style rocket launcher.
Stinger missile thing? Like,
yeah. That was a shoulder-fired anti-tank weapon. They traded in a bazooka-style rocket launcher. So out there, amongst the people of New York, or amongst people of America, there's rocket launchers just hanging around. Quite frightening.
Probably came over from the war. You know, somebody like left that on a ship, and they're like, "Oh, hey, check this out." I mean, they didn't have the ammo for it,
right? Shoenice
brought
it back.
Just like, here, check this out.
Yeah,
Shoenice is back.
No, Shoenice is back. Yeah, Matt's there. Matt's our Shoenice. Matt, can you drink a bottle of vodka?
I just drank an old fashioned, if that counts.
Yeah, that does.
That's the best I could do. You're saying, I believe the anti-tank is an RPG. You said Stinger. I think that was an anti-aircraft. That's right. Yeah, that's what that is.
Anti-tank I read.
Are you in a survivalist? Or
I believe
everything, in a militia?
Everything he's learned from Call of Duty.
I'm in a band called Stinger. And that is one of our logo images.
The anti nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, why don't we get you on the show? Why don't you come on the show with the band? We could sit here, talk to the band, and hang out Margaritaville style.
Yeah, well, I think I was talking to the last time we were in when the other, is it Rosie?
Yeah, Rosie was here.
Yeah, she was talking about having bands on, so I got her contact information for that. I wasn't sure if
you
were into that.
You got to come on our show first, bro.
I know. No, we always get the shaft.
Don't go on Rosie's show first. You got to go on our show. Rosie was just shadowing us, you know?
I know.
Oh.
I know.
Speaking of Rosie, I saw a woman earlier at this. We went to, was it Crystal Cavern?
Rosie's everywhere.
The largest animatronic Christmas experience.
Which was my idea, and no one invited me, so
thanks. Let's talk about this.
I apologize, but I saw a woman who looked exactly like Rosie O'Donnell there.
Oh, that's a different Rosie. Wow. But why didn't you invite...
This guy's on a tangent.
Matt, why didn't you invite Laura, the girl who poisoned you last night?
I wasn't in the context of what was going on at the time. Mostly just jumped in the car, but... I know you also had car issues, and
the girl doesn't have a car anymore. She needs people to pick her up.
Zero cars. Anyway,
Uber.
Just kidding.
Did you find out about the potato famine?
I did.
All right, let's hear about the potato famine.
The proximate cause of the famine was potato blight, which ravaged potato crops throughout Europe during the 1840s.
So it was nothing
to
do.
So it was no potatoes.
No potatoes.
Not even bad, just bad potatoes.
It wasn't it wasn't like poisonous potatoes. It was just no potatoes.
They had undercooked potatoes.
I think there was some sort of genocide taking place too, though, right?
Well,
there was like the English were
growing
like...
in your apartment.
What's that?
Whatever was cooking in your apartment.
Took out a whole nation.
Whatever you got going in there could be affecting those potatoes.
Definitely. Don't eat those potatoes. All right, so we learned that. Tracy, Roseanne, I don't know why she just jotted out Roseanne in the Margaritaville. Call in. Or no, she can't call in. But all right, thanks. Thanks, Tracy.
Speaking of Roseanne, me and Dylan were Roseanne and Dan for Halloween.
I know. I remember that.
We did.
I remember that. That was a good costume. And it's coming back.
It
I think
wasn't
it's coming
my
back
best
soon.
Costume, but
do you think
it was fun?
Do you think the Roseanne coming back to TV is a good idea or a bad idea? Because everybody loves Roseanne.
Sure.
It was like a hit amongst everybody in the world. Do you want to see these old shows that you like cherish come back? Like, because you had the Arrested Development came back and nobody really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
You had I'm assuming there was a lot of other shows that came back.
Do you know what? If came back right now, I would watch the shit out of it.
What's that?
Dino Riders. You remember that?
No.
The dudes that the cartoon back in the 80s, the guys that were riding the dinosaurs and they had guns.
I kind of vaguely remember that. Yeah,
I remember the
so good. It was so good.
More than this show, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
Go ahead.
Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider.
There was some show where these kids were talking to a computer that would type back to them. Like,
I do really remember that. Old, they were like solving mysteries or something.
That should have never
MacGyver,
existed.
They did a reboot of MacGyver. And I haven't watched it.
No.
But I think it sucks. They did a reboot of Will and Grace. I haven't watched it, but I think it sucks.
Oh, right.
What else did they
good.
Do a reboot of? Fuller House.
Fuller House.
I didn't watch it, but I think it sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So, you know, I haven't given these shows fair, you know, fair.
You well, haven't. Fair you fair haven't.
Watch Twin Peaks came out.
But like, I'm just not going to do it. You know, I don't want to watch the reboot.
Yeah.
You know?
Too much new content out there.
I'm a little bit excited about Roseanne, though. Because it was kind of like PG-13. Like,
right.
It wasn't that one of those, like, wholesome, right. Like, almost, like, kid family shows. It was a little
it
bit
was a little
more,
dirtier.
Like,
yeah,
a little dirty.
Totally. But, I mean, the funny thing is
a
that, like,
trashy.
It ended, the last season was a goddamn disaster.
It was terrible.
Let's all talk about that.
If they're going to pick up where they left
horrible.
Off,
right.
It's horrible.
Right. Yeah. They can't pick up where they left off because they killed Dan in the last episode.
Right.
So basically, I think they're just going to forget about that last year. They're going to forget about M ever winning the lottery and then just kind of go back to where they were.
It was going so bad for those last couple of seasons.
Which show
that
are
it
you
was.
About?
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody overstayed its welcome then, you know.
Yeah.
I actually just pulled up. I found a Polaroid that I took of Dylan. I'll post it to our group, Dave.
All right.
You can see Dylan in full form. In his Roseanne
his Dan costume.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yes,
that should be the only Dan reboot Dan of this show is just us from Halloween.
Every Sunday, I feel like, is a reboot of a worse show.
This just be the Shoe Nice show over and over again.
I mean, two weeks in a row, it's been the Shoe Nice show. So, and he wasn't even here last week. So that's the funny thing about that.
And he's long gone today. We're still talking about
him. He did good. Thank you. ShoeNiceTV.com.
I miss him.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
We'll get him
Dan's
back.
Band is this, or Matt's band is this, the Stinger. Is
Stinger?
That the other plug we're doing? The Stinger?
We're doing plugs all day long.
Just Stinger. No, the.
Just Stinger.
And it's a weapon you use to shoot down planes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So they're like really tough.
Dan's film From War to Wisdom. That's the big one.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson. That's another one that Jean-Claude, our friend, was in that one.
Tracy, forgetting Shoe
Tracy,
Nice.
Tracy, Shoe Nice.
Yeah. My kid's Christmas concert's on Tuesday. That's coming up.
Get
you guys want
to
go?
Get Shoe Nice
to
come
to the
back.
Library. Oh, Shoe Nice should go to my kid's Christmas
nice,
concert.
Yeah, Shoe Nice, like, eat Christmas ornaments or something.
Oh, that'd be tough. That's like eating glass.
That's a good challenge.
Yeah, that is a good challenge. If you're listening, Shoe Nice, we suggest, we're just going to throw it out there, Christmas ornaments. Christmas ornaments, all different kinds.
The lights while they're plugged in.
Right. California wildfires are now as big as...
Big news.
They're as big as New York City right now.
Biggest fire ever.
They're literally as big as New York City.
And there's nothing to do about it, right? There's like, it hasn't been this going on for months.
It has. It has.
Yeah.
Like all summer, and it's just getting worse.
That's what they have. That's just in their forecast.
Yeah.
It's just
fires
today.
Fires today. Fires tomorrow, maybe.
Actually, my friend lives in California.
Yeah.
Shout out Minha, but she texted me a picture of the forecast, and it just said smoke.
Oh, that's
wow. Minha. Minha. Is she Irish?
Yeah.
No.
She's Irish.
She's Indian.
Close.
Last week after the show, we went to Roberta's. And that was a good time. They have their own radio station over there. We debated about just jumping on and filling in.
Trying to get Shoe Nice to call
trying
in.
Trying to get Shoe Nice calling over there. But we had a good, lively conversation, and the people next to us were very angry with us. But basically, we talked about New York versus L.A. We didn't throw Colorado in there because, you know, it's Colorado.
We all know
it's
the winner of that one.
It's different.
Yeah.
But it was a lively conversation.
New York is definitely better than L.A.,
yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
I don't know. They both have their terrible and great parts about them.
Exactly.
Right.
L.A.'s the traffic. New York, it's probably the people or just the space.
It's everything.
It's just everything.
New York is everything.
Yeah.
Weather was a big factor.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you're in the middle of it right now, it's like cold as shit outside.
Yeah.
So it's like, L.A. kind of does sound nice, but then, like, when
it
summer
snowed.
Comes...
Yeah, it snowed this weekend, so that was nice. I think
it
a lot
nice.
Of people were excited about that.
Yeah.
Second There's... snow of the season so far,
But everything's not on fire here, so that's
kind of
cool.
So that kind of is a nice thing.
Yeah,
that's
when a nice
you're... So that's two ups for New York.
When you're, when your weather forecast isn't smoke...
Oh.
Love
wait,
that.
Wait, we got to talk about this. What's this? Is this a fake news story about the UFO research?
Oh, I read
the
that.
Pentagon?
All right, fill me in. I read about it.
What's... I read about some of it.
Dylan read about some of it.
The Navy pilot in the encounter?
Yeah, but also
the naval base.
The naval base. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically there's been a from what I can understand, there's been an investigative department in the government that has been going on, but they in like 2003, I think, or 2007,
four. 2004, I think it was,
they said that it no longer existed.
Oh, they, yeah.
And then it has, okay. Like all this time, it has
existed.
So
like the real X-Files.
It's like the real X-Files.
Okay.
And basically they let out a whole bunch of videos, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Explain that, Dylan.
Aliens are real.
Aliens are real.
The end.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hillary Clinton knew about it. That's why no one.
She is a lizard person.
No,
she is a lizard person.
There was an account of like a Navy, some sort of a couple of Air Force pilots or something that had an encounter with some sort of crazy aircraft.
Right.
Which was really like, I don't know, it was scary. The guys were shooken up.
They were.
They said that they were like, it was just weird. They said that it was. And it was some kind of weird thing that like they approached, and it was at like 80,000 feet, then it was at 20,000 feet, and then it just disappeared.
And it just shot off.
Yeah. Then also, but then they were going to like a rendezvous point, and the thing reappeared there.
Right.
How it was just a really weird account.
And I don't know.
I've said this all the time.
Okay.
If we can be here in this universe, and the universe is this big, there's got to be aliens. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this, like, imagine our technology in the last 10 years with cell phones and just everything. Sure. And like the internet of things, and imagine it, like the universe is billions and billions of years. Of course, there's other planets out there that have figured it out,
right?
How to travel at light speed.
That's true. So, what else did you find out about this? Did you find anything else about it that we don't know? Tell me something I don't know about it. I want to believe. I want to believe.
It's the most believing
me?
Account.
Yeah, you. Yeah,
look
you.
At me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think aliens are real, man. The universe is.
He already believes.
He already believes.
Dave wants to believe.
I want to believe.
Aliens are real.
No, this was a really convincing like, account. Like I was like New York Times, like new, you know, like U.S. Navy pilots and stuff.
The New York Times article that I read about it. It basically said that since they started gathering all the information, there's been hundreds of thousands of people who call in saying there's an UFO, blah blah blah, and in the article. It said, like, everyone but, like, 733 have been completely
dismissed,
debunked.
Yeah.
Dismissed. But the 733, they have no idea. It's completely unexplained. And it's possible.
I'm inclined to think it's, this is the way I think. It's just, like, the Chinese or the Russians or somebody has some crazy aircraft that they are flying
that
around
like
that's
it.
Super advanced. And we're not, you know what I mean? Like, they have something that's better than ours.
Right.
Whatever. You know,
but this, go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, then again, you think about it, for every person out there who's into, like, say, body modifications, as people are splitting their tongues, there's got to be, like, another group of, say, possible reptilians stitching theirs back together.
Like shoe knife. Like shoe knife. Right. For every shoe knife out there.
Donald Trump?
Yeah. No, it's true.
Oh, yeah. He got his done a long time ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Shapeshifters, man. What are you gonna do?
But do you remember
they were growing little brains? I don't know if this is this week in science. I guess little tiny, 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 minuscule brains,
like mice brains,
the size of a pinhead, basically. But with like the cells that can replicate, like brain cells can. So they're trying to basically make mini brains.
Was it like
science labs?
Mini
now.
Brains.
That's pretty wild. But the interesting thing, the debate over like the if there are aliens or not aliens and if they're helping us, it is very interesting that within the last 100 years we've advanced so rapidly that like without help, how did we do that? Like how did that just all of a sudden happen?
I don't know.
Without help,
we went from discovering
computer chips, you know, just like steam engines.
Right,
they started with steam engines.
Right,
and
it's
then
either
got, like,
I'm gonna say this
or something.
It's either aliens. Or Terminator has come back in time and we've taken their equipment and really learned how to
chips,
do this stuff.
The brain chips,
But it is odd. I mean, I don't know. I'm in the X-Files camp. I want to believe, but I just don't know if I do believe.
Something weird. They had a weird encounter with some kind of strange craft.
They did have a weird encounter with some strange shoe nice.
I blame shoe nice for this.
So what else is going on over there? What's happening?
No, I'm just looking at the picture of you, and you look so good with the soundboards in the back of you.
Soundboards.
It looks more. You look so much more professional.
Oh, than the last place.
I know. Before. Yeah,
I know. And I got
the
beard
like
grown
a weird
out.
Weird window and like
that was terrible.
There's no chipped paint.
This looks
behind
so good.
You.
The funny thing is, like, I think it was like Friday night. I got a text message from Rosie.
Sure.
And she was like, I miss the old place, and she was only there like one time, which is really hilarious. So. Shout out to Rosie. Shout out to Tracy. Shout out to Shoe Nice. ShoeNiceTV.com.
Shout out to the aliens.
To the aliens.
Well, you got to get some press photos. Get some good photos of you guys in the studio smiling and laughing, you know, wide angle. and then let's pump them up. We need to revamp our social media presence.
No, you're not wrong. Everything. You're not wrong.
You know,
well, yeah. I think Shunai can add to it. If you sync his video live stream and have him stream the show at the same time this show is on the radio.
That would be pretty good. Just get the Instagram going.
Maybe we can have him spray paint some bed sheets for us to put behind you, like he does in his.
Just like spray paint Shunai's featuring Dave and Giggles. I love it.
I was going to ask him, like, how many bed sheets does he go through in a week?
That's a good question, because every background is different.
It's just
right?
A new bed sheet with spray paint.
I've got some
on
old bed sheets I could donate to the.
You should. You really should.
Yeah, run them over.
We do.
We're going to have to get you in contact with him. We definitely got to get you in contact.
That would be good. I think that would be good. I would do it. If you guys set it up, so Matt or Tracy, whoever's the in with Shoe Nice, set it up and tell them, you know, hey, if you want Giggles to show up, you know, show up and help you out with something, you know, let us know.
I'll
be your man on the inside.
That could be a good matchup.
I said this last week. I'll say it again this week. Put me in touch. I'll be the man on the inside.
Yeah, I'll put up on Margaritaville his email address and his phone number so that you can put him in touch with Shoe Nice. Because Shoe Nice wants it to happen.
I think that would be a good combo right there.
It would. Yeah. I would be into that.
There could be some good content from that.
It would be really good. I'm really into that. Oh, this is going
to
be great.
We tried to do something like that with the Power Hour show with the beer, lactate, soda. Was it soda? No, we didn't do soda. Beer, lactate, and then milk. Oh. What else? Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We tried to do that.
That was really bad.
That sounds painful.
It was painful. It was really bad because like I set up a whole thing so that every minute, something would ding. So by the end of it, you'd hear the ding and just want to throw up. It was really awful. It was a really good show, though. One day we could do it again. Matt, you up for it?
I don't eat lactose.
You can't eat potatoes. No potatoes.
No potatoes.
So yes for the beer, potato yes challenge. For the soda.
No for the milk.
No for the milk.
Right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, he's actually a real fussy eater. You'd have a lot of trouble like getting a dish ready for him.
Yeah.
It took like 30 minutes to
prepare. He's the opposite of Shoe Nice, basically. Yeah. He won't eat anything. He won't drink anything. And
he'll drink plenty of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I didn't say I won't drink anything.
That's true. Good point.
And he shoots planes out of the sky.
Yes. We got a couple minutes left. Stinger. I want to thank Shoe Nice, obviously, for coming on. ShoeNiceTV.com. Go there. Follow him. I really wanted to talk to him about next time we will. But he was talking about getting away from the eating stuff, drinking stuff. And he wanted to move into a more what he called it, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes here, more of a jackass type show.
Yeah.
And I want to know what that is. So next time we talk to him, we'll figure out what he means by a jackass type of show.
Yeah.
And it should be interesting.
I feel like the prank shows might be kind of dead, you know? I don't want to, like, you know, pop his balloon, but, like,
it might
you know,
be.
People gotten, like, hurt. Like, I personally like watching the prank shows where some guy tries to do something to somebody else, and the dude just knocks him out.
Yeah. You know? Well, like, that is the dangerous
thing.
Hey, you've
been pranked, bro. They're like, boom. You know?
It is the dangerous thing of being a prank show, because basically anybody with a phone can now be a prank show. So if you go up to somebody and, like, start stepping on their shoes or pour paint in their face, whatever you're going to do, you're like, you're actually harming somebody, and they could retaliate. And it's like, you're like, yeah, but it's a show, but it's not a show. You just have a video that you're going to put up on YouTube later that is not a show.
Exactly.
It's weird.
Flirtation, right?
Is right. It, not? It is. It is a flirtation. Is that what you said, Matt?
it's flirting with, that's how you flirt with Matt.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. Yeah, maybe Shoe Nice can help out with the Denver homeless population.
I think that's his goal. Kind of, it's bad, right?
I think Shoe Nice is just bored with challenging his stomach.
Yeah, he wants to
see what the rest of this meat suit can do.
Yeah, I think he wants to start like killing himself from the outside in instead of the inside out, maybe.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
It's just a theory.
So as we close out the show, I went and saw Star Wars last night.
No spoilers.
It did make $220 million domestically over the weekend.
That's a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah, they're a little scrap for cash.
The only one that has beat that on opening night is the Force Awakens, which is the first one that came out, last year, the year before, whatever it is. So they're making a lot of money, and I've added to that money, I suppose. But, you know. It's a Star Wars movie.
Good movie, bad movie.
Yeah, good movie, whatever.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I watched Rogue One on Netflix.
Yeah?
Rogue One was on Netflix. That was pretty good. I was like, hey, this is, you know, we got the new TV, you know, the new sound system. I was like, this is cool. spaceships, stuff's blown up.
Right.
I like it.
That's basically
and then,
it.
And then at the end, I was like, oh, I get it, you know?
Spaceships.
Spaceships. No, well, you know, the little button at the end.
So
tells you where the movie is in the, you know what I mean.
I think next week we're going to try next week we have, so next week is Christmas Eve. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do the show. And then the week after that is New Year's Eve. I don't know if we're going to be able to do the show. We'll talk about it.
When
we'll
will we talk to Shoe Nice again?
We'll talk to Shoe Nice soon. All Shoe right. Nice is in the wake. But we do have a segment that we're going to try out soon. Dylan wants to do it. So this is going to be Dylan's segment. This is going to be that? Dylan's Corner, and it's going to be called The Corner Cast.
Oh, yeah, we do have to do that.
We're doing
yeah.
The Corner Cast. So I think this week we got to go over. We're gonna talk to some people. We're going to specifically go over and talk to. We're going to talk to...
The Christmas tree.
The
guys.
Christmas tree
well, we missed
guys.
Out. Yeah,
we can
yeah.
still talk to them. Still talk They're still going to gonna be there. They're going to be there until Christmas. So yeah, we're going to go figure out what it means to be. He's just left. Like, Giggles
it.
Just
screw
left.
It. I got to go help my neighbor move.
Yeah, I got to go help my neighbor move. So we're going to go figure that out.
Yeah, like what it means. These Christmas tree guys in New York City that just right. appear mm-hmm. out of the blue.
So many questions.
And then all of a sudden they have all these trees they want to sell. Like, yeah. what's where are they coming from?
And
where are they coming
from?
Are they growing them all year?
Where do they go?
And they just disappear.
I will tell you this. I went to go get...
I used to say I was at one of those Christmas tree places just before.
Yeah? That threw
the
me off.
The thing I experienced there was angry-looking woman with a neck tattoo. Guy that clearly had something shooting his face probably while he was using his chainsaw because he had a real blood-red eye.
Oof. That sounds
bad. And another
bad.
Guy walkie-talking someone else with who was pissed he couldn't leave because they were heavily understaffed.
I didn't even
that
know you were still there, man.
Christmas folk.
All right, we're going to let you go, Matt.
Okay.
It was good talking to you. Next time, we're going to get you on to talk to Shoe Nice because I feel like you deserve it.
You
more
need to
than
sit
anyone.
Down with him one-on-one.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah
like.
Definitely.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Later, buddy.
Happy holidays.
All right. So, man, that sounds so different. Oh, there's a caller.
Who's that?
Hello, caller. You're on the air. You got a minute and two or two left with us. What's happening?
It's Giggles.
What happened?
I don't know. You guys cut me off. But then I was like, well, if I call back, I'll cut Matt off. But I was like, I think Matt's done. You know, he was on for a while.
I just watched you just go away. And I was like, all right, he got bored with us. And he went to go move someone's furniture.
No, you guys just froze.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. ShoeNiceTV.com. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty cool that Shoe Nice called it.
Pretty amazing.
It felt good.
Yeah.
We're going to have Big Doinks in next.
Yeah, he gives a look.
Soon. Big Doinks coming up soon.
Well, one thing I want to do, because he's got a lot of haters.
He does. Yeah.
I want to find out why these people hate him. Other drinking people. So we should get in touch with them. Tracy, where are you?
Yeah, get in touch with some of Shoe Nice's adversaries. Let's get the full story here.
Let's get the full story.
He's always calling out people before he does
the
chug.
The anti-heroes.
The anti-heroes. All right, that's it for us. Giggles, thanks for calling back.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know, Matt, thanks for calling in. You know, he was okay, but, you know, he was, like, running through there with high heels. Or, like,
He was. We had to cut him off. All right, that's it for us.
Good show.
Good night, all. We like you. Good show.
Idly, hey. Go home.